A New Zealand producer churning out what he calls the champagne of butter says COVID's creating more opportunities overseas for high-end products from Aotearoa. The butter sells in a premium grocery store in the US for around 10 New Zealand dollars for a petite block of just under 230 grams and is believed to be one of the most expensive butters of its kind. Southern Pastures part owns Lewis Road Creamery that produces the butter from Southern's farms that adhere to special welfare and sustainability standards. Prem Mann is the chair of Southern Pastures, the makers of what he calls the best butter. He says it's different from the butter we get here, not just tastier, but he reckons healthier.
The butter that we sell in the US is made from the milk from our farms in Canterbury. So we have 9 farms in Canterbury and take the milk from those farms and it's made by Westland. And then that butter is exported to the US. So that butter is not available in New Zealand at the moment.
And how much would you pay for it in the US? And how much do you get?
So you pay, in New Zealand dollars, it works out at around $10. It's between $6 to $7 US, depending on which shop you go to. And it's 2 to 7 grams. It's about a quarter pound. So it's a bit less than what you buy in New Zealand shops because, of course, in the US they buy in pounds rather than grams.
So basically, if you liked a good slab of butter on your bread, that wouldn't last long, and that's a premium price people are paying for it. So what is this butter's backstory? What kind of makes it like gold?
Yeah, so we set out to create the best butter in the world, and it wasn't just a marketing angle that we're targeting. We genuinely wanted to create something that was unique, and we have. So we can tell it is, because when you measure it in terms of its nutritional analysis, it has got the highest level of omega-3 and the lowest level of omega-6. So it's got all the other healthy fatty acids, you know, that beat all the other butter in the world. And so from a health point of view, it is the healthiest butter you can buy. And then also the taste. You know, when you taste it, it spreads from the fridge. You know, you can take it out of the fridge and spread it easily because it's got the highest fat content. And to be honest, Lisa, you have a big chunk of it. You don't want to eat cheese. You know, you spread a big chunk of this butter on your bread and it is wonderful. So we believe we have succeeded in creating the best butter.
What about in terms of the way it's produced, the farms, welfare standards, the methods you are using? Is that the best you can be too?
Yep, that's absolutely the point. So it all starts on the farm. It starts with the soil. With the best soil to produce the best forage. With the best forage, you're going to have happy cows because they're eating a healthy diet. You're going to produce health-giving milk. And from that, you actually produce the butter. So it goes back to our farming principles. We created our own standard of what in a pastoral farming excellence should look like. And so we call it 10-star certified values, and that's what it's based on. So,
is that higher welfare standards as well, Prem, and the way you treat the animals?
Absolutely. So we have a very high animal welfare standards. So when we started on this journey, it was over 10 years ago, and at that stage, we were ahead of the curve. So, for example, we had no inductions, we had no tail dockings. We put on calf loading bays on all our farms. And something that we still cling to is we don't allow any export of live animals because we see that as being inhumane. So, yeah, so we do take animal welfare very, very seriously on our farms.
In these COVID times, is there an opportunity to be had with high-end produce? Can New Zealand capitalise on that, maybe now that the world is focused more on health?
Absolutely, and we are seeing the results of that. So in terms of the markets that we sell to, which is the US and Australia, there's been an increase in sales of good healthy products. So basically consumers are going to supermarkets, if they're ordering online, they're ordering products of food that their grandparents recognized as food. So all the new synthetic products, they're no longer looking at. They're trying to buy things that they know is healthy. And the other important prospect for us, or the opportunity for New Zealand, is in a weird way, there's a level playing field now. You know, in the past, when people could travel, it was important to actually be there and to travel. But at the moment, because you can't travel, big consumers aren't actually taking meetings because everything is now actually being done online. So in a way, that's a level playing field for New Zealand. You know, we can actually talk to consumers around the world and make our pitches. And thankfully, trade is still happening. You know, trade is still flowing between countries. So this is a great opportunity for New Zealand to be selling our provenance and selling our products.
In the US, where does your butter sit in terms of the price point?
It is probably the most expensive butter.
So, if this is the best butter that could be made, in your view, in terms of nutritional value and the way it's produced, why can't we get it here in New Zealand?
It's something we are looking at. I mean, I guess the reason why we started in the offshore markets was we knew it was going to be expensive, and we did not know if Kiwis would be wanting to pay $10 for a block of butter. But now that we've shown that people are willing to pay that for the values that come with it, we will be looking at trying to see if Kiwis do want to buy it at that price.
Is it the champagne of butter?
It is.
Which do you prefer, the champers or your butter?
Well, both, really. They go well together.
And that was Prem Mann of Southern Pastures.